It is Wednesday night, just past 7 o'clock. Table number 4 at Red Bones, where the good times roll. And speaking of rolling, as everybody holds the number 4 up, if anybody asks, hey, what was one of your favorite recollections, cultural things from the Brian Hughes basketball era at Bar Eve? Emmons, I know you're sitting across the way, but I loved it in big games into the third quarter. We'd hit the sidelines and boom, they were up 4. Let's go. We got 8 minutes. And table 4, we don't have 8. We got 30. I'm Mike DeCourcy, joined by the coach of the Vikings, the basketball coach, the 13-1 Bar Eve Vikings, Coach Heath Howington. Coach, you've got 3 younger children, 2 elementary age students, and a nearly 2-year-old Turner. And you've been snowed in, buddy. How's it been?
We've had some loud days in the house, but luckily, I want to thank my wife. She took the 3 of them down to Hobsite yesterday to go visit family. And I had some peace and quiet to work on some hoops, work on some school stuff, and get ready for the upcoming weekend.
So, and you would think we would have a big basketball game to talk about. And trust me, we will get to the overtime Buggy Bowl game from Saturday at the outset of the storm. But, Coach, let's hear this from you. And you don't have to get into sportscaster mode. I don't like anybody to be uncomfortable. But you're on the sled. You're headed down the Boggs Dam yesterday. That's your first time in the area. Coach, your first sledding experience at Boggs Lake / Park. How was it?
It was a bucket list item we got to check off. We had a blast. We pull up there. This is Monday. We pull up there, and we thought it'd be packed. And we could barely find a place to park. And so we walk over there. We were the first people to sled down Boggs on Monday afternoon. First people.
You were the first.
Not only was it a first time for us as a family, but we were the first people to sled on that snow. We found out it was way too deep, but we gave it all we had.
Gave it all you had. Well, as my daughter and I, we were driving to IU last night. I can tell you, America's greatest men, they carved that path because that place was packed and there was basically not a spot on the dam that you couldn't go down. So you're an innovator. Congratulations.
We set the tone. I think people that were sledding today benefited from the path we created or the path we started. So you're welcome, everybody.
What do they say? Tough men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make tough times. You know,
no doubt.
You made a lot of good times for people in Davies and Martin County.
We had a great time. We didn't last too long out there. We were probably out there for about an hour, but it was a great way to get acclimated to the community.
Well, it's the Heath Howington Coaches Show live every Wednesday here at Red Bones, where the good times roll. We talk about all things Bar Eve basketball, the week that was, the week that is. We try to have a little and sometimes a lot of fun along the way. And speaking of a lot of fun, Coach, let's just go ahead and dive right into it. Saturday was a fun environment. It was a fun basketball game. And I think a lot of the thrill that was going on in the gym is I think, I don't know, when people hear there's going to be a snowstorm, it kind of, you know, turns on those childhood emotions. So you had that going on. It was just it was a fun day, fun environment. And as you mentioned, credit to Aaron Ash and company, but also to North Davies for figuring out a way to just say, hey, we got a window here. Let's get this thing in, and then we'll be snowed in for a few days.
First and foremost, would like to thank Bar Eve and North Davies administration for working together to pull this game off. Nobody wants that game to be pushed back and be played on a weekday. So credit to them for making it happen. I think we all made the right decision to get that game in, but 2 high-level games that went back and forth, and I think both teams delivered, put on a show for the fans. Like you said, it was that last hurrah. People knew they were going to be snowed in for a few days, and they were ready to go out and experience something before they were snowed in. So just an unbelievable atmosphere, Viking Arena, and a game that will make both teams better and prepare us for the tournament.
So we'll get to the Buggy Bowl here in just a second. But, you know, first, when we're talking about last week, I think, you know, a lot of the talk of rivalry games, the Lagodi game is a unique weekend because it's usually a one-shot deal. But the weekend that the Buggy Bowl happens, there's always Bar Even North Davies Friday night, Saturday. It was a little technical difficulty, a glitch. But we were talking before the power went out for just a second. Double weekends for both teams. We had a good Wood Memorial basketball team in here on Friday night and played really well.
Super talented Wood Memorial basketball team, a group that Coach Schoonover and staff have been building around for a while. A lot of RC experience and several players who can put the ball in the basket presented us a lot of defensive problems, and we found a way to overcome. But thought early they hurt us in transition. We had a hard time getting back. We tried to prepare and practice and simulate it, but, man, they really get the ball up and down the court. Make some misses. So we learned early we had to adjust and send somebody back. Thought that helped a lot. But we were able to get downhill, got the ball to our playmakers, and they had a hard time staying in front. Thought we really moved the basketball, took care of it, and got good shots in the open court.
And you talk about those adjustments that you had to make in the game. I mean, it was not even a minute old, and Parker Condor just kind of a rim run, and we're here to educate too. That's just basically where you take off from wherever you're at and you go straight to the rim. And he had a couple of leakouts, and I mean, we got dunked on within a minute of the game starting. So, you know, talk about how you talk about those things in practice, how you prepare for it, because you can say, hey, we're going to try to simulate this, or this is the shooter coming from here, or this is the post player from here. But some things, you know, you can talk about it, you can say you're simulating it, but until you see it, it's hard to get on that level.
We're very personnel-based, so with the scouting report, in order of the report, we'll have a handful of clips of each player. And we showed our guys a couple clips of that, how hard he rim runs and gets to the basket on makes and misses and just rips the rim off. And sure enough, that was a second offensive possession off a made basket. He goes down there and they get the ball out, pass, one dribble dunk, and it happened quick. Now, typically we're a team that sends five guys to the offensive glass. We call it tagging up. We think we can put pressure on the other teams. And to this point, we haven't really been hurt with that strategy. Wood Memorial made us pay for it. We ended up making an adjustment. Whoever the top guy was on our offensive end, we would send him back. Didn't think they got near as much in the second half in transition, so something we can keep in our back pocket moving forward.
It seemed like as the game got faster, our kids got better.
These kids like to play fast. We knew Wood Memorial did too, so we thought it could be a high-scoring game, but thought our pressure defense, and when we went to our trap, it was really effective for us.
So 66-52 over Wood Memorial, and Coach, let's talk about Graver for just a second in that game. 27 points in 21 or 22 minutes. Sophomore, I mean, he had everything in his game working, from getting to the rim, mid-range floaters, I think hit three or four threes. He was just doing it at all levels. And got a little bad luck with a precautionary move on your part, but just a little ankle turn, and by that point it was a 20-point lead. But he was headed towards 30, 35, and beyond.
He was totally dialed in that night. Got us off to a great start. When he goes, it really opens up our offense, but we try to give him space. We call him double gaps and try to give him opportunities to get to the basket, and they had a hard time staying in front. We like putting Kearson on that same side where if you help, he can kick it, and Jalen is starting to draw a lot of attention from opponents' defenses. He's getting better and better at trying to read that with a dump down or a kick out, so credit him and how he played. Got us off to a great start. He scored at the basket. Like you said, he hit some floaters, hit his threes, and that was all in about two and a half quarters of action.
So 66-52 over Wood Memorial. And then let's talk strategy and preparation for just a second. A lot of times on double weekends, or I've heard so many coaches say, hey, we're focused on our first opponent first. But I've heard so many other coaches say, But we're going to do things in practice leading up to that second opponent that, you know, we may not discuss it, we may not talk about it, but it's going to be about the game plan for the next game. How do you approach a double weekend and your coaching staff? How do you guys talk to kids about, hey, Wood Memorial is really good. We've got to beat them first to make Saturday a really big game. But how do you guys prepare for Saturday simultaneously?
We actually took Monday off of practice. We had the really tough Lagodi game Friday. We came in Saturday morning, went hard. We didn't practice real long on Saturday, but we were intense. And then Monday, we felt like we needed a day off. So we came back on Tuesday, and we actually worked against some things that we would see on Saturday without telling our players. We knew we'd see some matchup zone. We worked a lot against that. We worked on our press. So things we thought we might need on Saturday, that we were able to revisit that Saturday morning, and then it all came back to them.
So let's talk about the Buggy Bowl game. As you mentioned, great environment, atmosphere, not an empty seat in the house on Saturday afternoon. Anybody that always worries about, oh, 1 o'clock, it's going to kill your crowd. 4 o'clock, you put two rivals out there, you can play at 9 o'clock in the morning and people are going to be there.
Just the middle of the afternoon in Davies County, snow's coming down, and people just want to watch basketball. I think both teams delivered. Both teams played well, put on a show, gave the fans just a great game.
22-20 at halftime. It's turning into a North Davies Bar Eve game. You know, I felt like in the first half, North Davies probably feels like, hey, we missed a chance or two here. But we had a first quarter where our best shooter, Kirsten Lonaker, I think he had three, you know, 2 feet set, wide open 3-point looks that didn't go either. So, you know, I think both teams had opportunities. Then for not just the third quarter, but for like a 10-minute spell, the lid just kind of went on the basket for a little bit.
Thought we got great looks. Our shot selection was what we wanted, some inside-out threes that maybe we rushed or just didn't fall. Shots that we've been making the past couple of weeks, but it's just how the game goes. We got down 15-10, not playing bad, just missing some shots, and they were pretty efficient on the offensive end, and we went to our press. We were able to turn them over some, and we closed the half on a 12-5 run to go up two. So was really happy with the momentum going into the half. We came out in a 2-3 trap, just something that we haven't played much, something to try to catch them off guard. That was a really bad call on my part. They came out and hit a three, an open three, so probably should have just kept it simple there. But they started the second half on a run of their own. I think they went on a 7-0 run, so just how the game goes.
So it ultimately ended up the biggest deficit of the night or the day was 37-28, fourth quarter. You're getting under 5 minutes. And, you know, Coach, North Davies doesn't lose many games when they've got that lead with the way that they play. And, I mean, our guy got a couple big three-point plays, but our guys really dialed up the defense.
Yeah, we're down 9 with 4 and some change left. And North Davies usually wins pretty easily in that situation. Just credit our guys for attacking the next play. We just couldn't get that 9 points back in one play, but we just kept chipping away and getting stops, hitting big shots. Really, it's only recipe on how we could get it done.
So we tie the game with a minute to go, a CY kind of a tip back to Kearson for a layup on another North Davies turnover. And we actually get the ball back and a chance to win the game. I know it ended up being a Kearson Lonaker shot from the right side that ended regulation. What were you guys trying to do in that last possession? Where was that ball supposed to be? If it worked out perfectly, what was supposed to happen right there?
Yeah, so we were down 2, and we were in our full court press, kind of falling back into a half court trap. They went to get Kearson, reached around, deflected to Carson, threw ahead. Kearson makes a layup, ties it up. We come down, they come back down trying to attack us, and Josh Miller steps up, takes a huge charge to get us the ball back with under a minute. So we want the last shot. Our guys did a nice job of spreading the court, and we end up getting trapped on the sideline with 9 seconds left. We call a timeout, trying to get the ball in Kearson's hands. At this point, Jalen had already fouled out. So We got the ball in. We tried to get it over to the other side as quickly as we could. Guys executed exactly what we had on the board. We went over, tried to set a fake ball screen. We were looking to reject it and get to the basket. They didn't allow us to reject it, and that kind of brought another defender over. Looking back on that again, we would have just kept it even more simple and just given that whole side to work with without a ball screen. So good thing that we can learn from stuff like this. We did still have a shot to win it from a guy who's played so well.
You wanted the ball in Kirsten Onaker's hands.
So there's no second guessing, but just from a detail and execution standpoint, there's definitely some things that we can go back and learn from.
And then we get it into overtime and trade baskets, the first two possessions each, and then finally started getting stops. We get into the bonus, and you know, Kirsten may not have hit that one at the end of regulation, hit a big three to put us on top for good. And then close it out at the free throw line. He's becoming a really, really nice closer for this team.
He sure is. Yeah, they come out, get the tip. We've had a hard time getting the tip. I guess we need to work on that and practice a little better. But they come out and score, go up two to start the overtime, and we come out and try to run a different set. We hadn't ran much all game. Again, going back to Kirsten because he's a guy we believe in. He comes out and hits a huge three to put us up one. They come down and score again, and then we come down and score back and forth game. But thought our defense, we really sharpened up in that overtime, and again did it without Jalen Graber, a guy we've leaned on a ton.
Yeah, who had fouled out, and but still 13 points for Jalen. Good performance, good weekend for the sophomore. But the Vikings 2-0, 66-52 over Wood Memorial on Friday night, and 50-45 over the Cougars in the Buggy Bowl on Saturday afternoon. We're going to go ahead and take our one time out. When we come back, we'll talk about the week that is, and if there is a week, we'll talk weather and try to set up whatever may be happening in the next 7 days as teams trying to dig out and reschedule, and we'll talk about who the Vikings have just around the corner. This is the Heath Allington Coaches Show, live at Red Bones, table number 4 every Wednesday, where the good times roll. We'll be back right after this.
Mark your calendars for the two-day Davies County Construction Show, a weekend highlighting local professionals in the Davies County construction industry. Friday, February 13th and Saturday, February 14th at the Simon Graber Complex on the Odin-Candleberg Road. Entry is free to see 70-plus booths, great food, and something for everyone. Bring your family and friends, and don't miss one of the biggest shows in Southwest Indiana. Friday, February 13th and Saturday, February 14th. Get more info by following the Davies County Construction Show Facebook page.
High school sports have a unique way of setting the tone for our entire school community. How? By demanding our very best, no matter who we are.
Every student, coach, parent, and fan has a responsibility to practice good sportsmanship at athletic events. It's on each of us to lead by example with our behavior.
The way we behave is not only a reflection of our own character, but of our schools as well. It lets everyone know, this is how we do things at our school. This is what we expect. This is who we are.
So, whether you're playing, coaching, or cheering, always demonstrate integrity with your words, actions, and attitudes at our athletic events. Our school's image is up to us.
I'm IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig. Help set the tone by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events. This is leading by example. This is leaving a positive impression. This is your IHSAA.
Weather brought to you by Davies County Metal Sales, offering several metal designs and colors to choose from, including three new wood grain colors. See DC Metal today for a quote and be sure to ask about their 40-year warranty. They're located on Highway 50 East in Candleburg.
Here is your weather forecast from the Blush Brothers Equipment Weather Center. Mostly cloudy skies this evening. Look for a low overnight around 2 degrees. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with an afternoon high near 21. Look for a 20% chance of snow in the overnight tomorrow. Cloudy skies with a low around 9. And for Friday, partly sunny with a high near 20.
Just thinking, if we had a pet penguin right now, it would love our Indiana winter. We are the General. And no penguins were stolen while we thought about this. At least not by us.
Purdue Farms in Washington is committed to building strong communities. Purdue believes in responsibly raising animals for food. At Purdue, we're a family of family-owned companies here to provide innovative food and agricultural products and services that makes people's lives better. We take pride in the diversity of our workforce and love giving back to the community by supporting local athletes and sports teams and nonprofit groups. At Purdue Farms in Washington, we believe in responsible food and agriculture.
Friday, January 30th, Tri-Kappa presents Felix and Fingers Dueling Pianos at Champion Lanes in Washington. It's a high-energy, interactive show where you control the playlist. Doors open at 6:30 and show starts at 7:30. Food and cash bar available. All funds raised support Tri-Kappa scholarships and other community needs. Get your tickets by visiting the Tri-Kappa Facebook page or calling Angie Steiner, 486-9731. It's January 30th, Tri-Kappa Dueling Pianos.
Back for the second segment of the Heath Howington Coaches Show, live at Table 4, Red Bones in Montgomery, where the good times roll. Coach, let's go ahead and give our shameless or not so shameless plug. If you have not, or you are an infrequent visitor to Red Bones, you're missing out. You're missing out.
The food is great every time. The service is even better. Check out the Bones Burger, the Bourbon Sriracha Wings. Ty loves the salmon. It's all good. We haven't had anything we don't like here.
Yeah, so if you've not made it down, make it a point. Red Bones, great big family room where we're sitting, where there's kids and everybody else running around. It's a wonderful spot. Open 6 days a week, closed on Monday. But thanks to Larry and Cindy Wilcher for all they do for Bar Eve Athletics and Bar Eve Basketball. Well, Coach, second segment. Every week we usually talk about, hey, this opponent, they're coming up. We're supposed to play Shoals Friday night. We might play Shoals Friday night. We may not go to school Friday. Like, everything is paused and up in the air. How's a week like this work for a head basketball coach?
Really makes you focus on the next play. Next play, whatever that might be. But you played the music there. Good day. Today was a good day. We got to get in there and practice finally and be around us. So we're just taking it one play at a time and trying to focus on us, whether that means we're playing Shoals Friday or not. Just get a little bit better and take advantage of the opportunities to be in the gym.
We also have makeup games. I'm not going to say set or scheduled, but you know, you've got a Vincennes Reveille to make up. And these are both conference opponents where the Vikings still undefeated in the blue chip conference. You want to win the conference. You usually have to win the conference before you win the sectional. So at what point of the year does time get too late when you're worrying about rescheduling and playing at weird times? And or is it just hey, these kids, your kids are all 16 years old. We'll play anybody, anytime, anywhere.
I think the coach in me would not like to play a whole lot of games those last couple of weeks leading up until the sectional, just because it allows you to slow down and focus on some things you might need during that time. But as a kid, as a high school athlete, they just want to play. So the older I get, the more I realize it doesn't really matter. Just need to give kids opportunities. And I used to look at, yeah, this date might work best for a makeup game against this team. And now I just let Aaron Ash do his job because he's so good at it. When he tells us we're going to play, we'll go play.
What do we know about the Jugrocks?
They played Ligoti really well the other night. A very physical team, a team that has improved shooting and do a good job in the half court defensively. So team that's getting better and better. So a lot of respect for how they're playing.
Talking about other opponents too, I saw this kind of written up on your whiteboard in your office the other day, and you start looking down and you're Dubois, Jasper, Southridge. And I know I'm going to miss somebody, but we have some real tests on the horizon where we're going to find out a lot about our basketball team. I think we've already found out a lot, but
we have a gauntlet ahead. And so for us visually as a staff, we like to look at that and just see how tough it will be. But preaching to our guys, just one play at a time. Let's just find a way to get to 1-0. We've adopted that Kurt Cignetti mentality with Indiana football. Find a way to get to 1-0, whatever it takes. Sometimes it's not pretty. We've kind of gone with the gritty, not pretty mentality too. We found a way to win some games that we haven't played extremely well all the time, but during crunch time we have.
Finally, let's talk about practices. You obviously, everybody was off. I know you had kind of an optional deal today. What's that look? What did it look like today? What's it going to look like the rest of the week?
We were off Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So these guys, no telling what they've been doing, sitting around the house,
sitting at home, never going outside, I'm sure,
eating a lot and all that. So we brought them in this afternoon and got a lot of shots up. Got a ball in their hand. It's ball handling, some stretching, and then worked on our full court press. Really just slowed down and tried to teach where we should be and our rotations and trying to get more comfortable with that, because I think it could be an asset for us down the stretch. And then the last hour of practice, we put them in four teams and we played 5-on-5 pickup just to get our conditioning back. And kids just need to play. So they enjoyed that. We just played the first team to three baskets, winner stays, and it was fun.
It was fun. Yeah. So I'm not going to ask you to be an amateur meteorologist, but in Heath Howington's perfect world, are we going to school and playing basketball on Friday night?
I didn't think there was a chance we'd play North Davies, and they somehow pulled it off. So never say never. Our administration seems to make the right decisions when it comes to that. We have all the trust in the world in them that they'll do the right thing. And hopefully school Friday at the worst, a two-hour delay, and we're playing basketball on Friday night. If not, we'll adjust like we always do. The coach is in us. We have to adjust, and we'll play Shoals when we need to.
Closing thoughts for this week, Coach?
Just want to thank all our fans for coming out this past weekend. We had homecoming Friday against Wood Memorial, a nice crowd, and then Saturday it was just, like you told me, the Washington game the night before Thanksgiving, the Lagodi game, the Buggy Bowl. There's just something special about it. Basketball in this area, and as a junkie, this is a dream come true to be able to experience something like that, and our family as well. So just a packed house in the middle of the afternoon in January with snow coming down against two rivals. It doesn't get much better than that.
It doesn't get much better than that. Well, Coach, we're on the schedule for Friday night. If not, Saturday, I know, is right around the corner. We'll be playing basketball soon, and one thing you can bet, when we play basketball, the Bari fans are going to be there.
They'll be there. They travel no matter where we're at, and we couldn't have the success we're having this year without them.
Coach, great seeing you. We'll catch you next week.
God bless. Go Vikings.
This is the Heath Howington Coaches Show, live every Wednesday night, table four at Red Bones, where the good times roll, where we talk about the week that is, the week that was. We try to have a little bit of fun along the way. I'm Mike DeCourcy. Thanks to Coach Heath Howington joining us each and every week here at table four, where we talk about something that we love and love dearly. That's Bari basketball. We'll talk to you this weekend from the big ship. This has been the Heath Howington Coaches Show.